Kerr, Sister, St. Helena, California, November 11, 1900. Dear Sister Kerr, accompanied by W.C. White and Sarah McEnterfer, I left St. Helena on Friday morning for San Francisco, where I had an appointment to speak in the church on Sabbath. I was quite sick on Thursday, and I feared that I could not keep my appointment. But on Friday morning, at break of day, we started to the station. I felt grateful to my Heavenly Father for His sustaining grace. On Friday evening, Elder Daniels and his wife arrived from New York. We were very thankful for the privilege of meeting these friends once more, for we had not seen them for some months. Elder Daniels has recently visited Africa, Europe, and Battle Creek. I wanted to talk with him very much, but early on Sabbath morning I had to leave Oakland for San Francisco. I asked the Lord to give me strength to speak to the people, and He graciously answered my prayer. The notice of the meeting had been widely circulated, and there were about 400 people present. Every seat was filled. More chairs were brought in, and even then the children and several women were seated on the platform. I knew that the Lord would strengthen me, and I stood before this large congregation. His Spirit came upon me. I spoke from 1 John 3, verse 1 to 6. The Lord gave the word, and the Spirit accompanied the word spoken. The entire congregation seemed to be deeply moved. After I had delivered the message given me by God, Brother Corliss urged the people to heed the word spoken. He invited those who desired to give themselves to Jesus to come forward. More than 100 people responded, among them a number of children and youth. Elder Corliss was deeply moved as he saw the working of the Spirit upon the congregation. His son and daughter-in-law came forward, and this seemed to break Elder Corliss up entirely. It was a remarkable meeting. As many as 200 people came up to the platform afterward to shake hands with me and my son, expressing gratitude to God that they had been permitted to see Sister White's face again and to hear once more the message of the Lord. It was a scene long to be remembered. I had to force my way through the crowd to get out of the door. One brother kindly took me in his carriage to Brother Parlin's, where we had dinner. Then we returned to Oakland, and I had a short talk with Elder Daniels. We left this morning for St. Helena. I reached home very weary, but thankful to God for the gracious manifestation of His power and for the good work I saw done among the people. Oh, how thankful I was to see so many giving themselves to the Lord. This is a good work. May it be treated wisely. May all who love and serve God pray that His Spirit will rest upon the temple and the worshipers therein. Let those who profess to believe the truth seek most earnestly to follow in the footsteps of the Master, ministering to all who need a Savior. Christ has plainly laid down the conditions upon which salvation depends. If any man will come after me, He says, let him take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. Yes, follow Christ. Let every dear soul who desires to obey God walk in the footsteps of the Redeemer. We must be meek and lowly in heart. We are to bring forth fruits of righteousness according to the capabilities God has given us. My sister, we must have heaven. We must not let anything keep us from gaining eternal life. Be humble, meek, and lowly, kind, pitiful, and tender-hearted. Do not look at and talk of the failings of others. Remember that you become like that which you behold. Eternal life is worth everything to us. Let us talk about the goodness and power and glory of Christ. You can be a blessing in the church if you will let your light shine. By your example, you may teach others how to shine. Do not bring in darkness by exalting the power of the enemy above the power of the Lord Jesus. All you have to do is to open your heart to the bright beams of the sunshine of Christ's grace and glory. Talk faith, pure, sacred, holy faith. Bear no discouraging testimony, for this pleases the enemy. Talk of the goodness of God. Have we not enough at every step to praise Him for? Christ says, "Behold, I set before you an open door, which no man can shut." Revelation 3, verse 8. Then let us not discourage others by talking of defects of character. Talk of the light. Heaven is full of light. Christ is the light of the world. Speak hopeful words, strong, comforting words. Look away from the imperfections of others, and by your practical godliness, show those around you the better way. I want you to recover all you have lost. Do not act out your impulsive feelings to the injury of any soul. In your home, show your children the way to Christ. We need to appreciate more fully the value of the education to be given in the home. A jot here in love and tenderness, and a tittle somewhere else. Line upon line in love. Pleasant words will do marvelous things. May God help you, my dear sister, is my prayer. In some of my goods, which have been stored for 9 years, I found a package of pictures of my husband and myself, taken more than 20 years ago. I thought perhaps you would like to frame them. My husband was a noble man. He is dead. I have 2 boys left me, and they are qualified by experience and faith to do a work which God approves. Among my clothes, I found a pillowcase belonging to you. It must have been put in by mistake. I shall send it back to you when someone is going that way. In much love.